Podcast. I am your host, as always, Peter Rogers, on the Couch Champions with Will Gibbons and John Sanderson. What is up, my fellow Celtics fans?
It's going. We're down five right now to the Sixers, and it's easy to sort of...
Jahlil Okafor is looking like a pretty good pickup by the 76ers.
I'm going to try to go a week without making crazy
predictions,
rash conclusions.
But Gibbons, that's why we have you on this podcast, is to make crazy rash conclusions.
Yeah, who am I kidding? Yeah.
That's your sole purpose.
That's my sole purpose. Let's look at stats, and that's what they're going to have. So Okafor is on pace to average 40 points a game, guys.
Jahlil Okafor is the next greatest basketball player of all time. You heard it here.
But we were actually saying that the Sixers, and they're bad, but they're not as bad as they want to be, I think, or we think they're going
to
be.
Which is hilarious to me that... Their whole tanking thing is just, it bugs me. The Celtics are the only team in the NBA that's doing rebuilding right.
They nailed it.
But anyways, welcome to the first live streaming episode where we have the Celtics game currently just in the background. And we're pretty much just going to dick around and watch the Celtics play the Sixers. The first quarter just ended. And we're feeling lukewarm about the Celtics so far. And so that has spawned John to make some rash decisions. And what are those rash decisions, John?
What do you mean? I've become a Charlotte Hornets fan.
Oh, well, that's very rash. That's not the rash decision I was looking for, as Jared Sullinger just gets the turn and lays it in for two. Jared Sullinger actually doing something. Also, by the way,
Marcus Smart, big board. We're going the other way.
By the way, I hope you boys will enjoy the chilled beers that I purchased you. For I was wrong. Jared Sullinger is still on this team. He did not get traded before the beginning of the NBA season.
Wonder who has not entered the game yet?
James Young, our favorite.
Jordan Mickey.
I know, which is a shame. Jordan Mickey should have started, because you know how many blocks he would have gotten on Jahlil Okafor? All of the blocks.
Wait, James Young isn't even on the roster.
No, he's inactive today. But anyways, what I was trying to get John to coax into is we are going to have fun with the trade machine today. As we watch the Celtics play their opening game, we're going to make rash assumptions. And if we see anyone mess up, we're shipping them out of here, and we're seeing what we can get. Ultimately, our goal is to see if we can land Boogie for something relatively fun. But yeah, so I don't know if have you already been fiddling around with the trade machine? What can we concoct?
Okay, so we've added Boogie Cousins to the trade, and I am going to give away... Wait, does the little red thing mean they have no trade clause?
Does Boogie have a no trade clause?
No, he doesn't, but a lot of people on the Celtics do.
Really?
David Lee, Amir Johnson, Jay, Jonas Jerebko. I guess it's just four.
There's no way Jerebko... Well, okay, well... Maybe it's because...
Jerebko's getting paid $5 million this year.
Jesus.
Just want to throw that out there.
He's a good player.
He is good. It's a Swedish Larry Bird. Oh, my gosh. Oh, Amir Johnson just had a very ugly possession right there. Trade him. What can we get for Amir Johnson?
No. First of all, the machine won't let us. And second of all, we're not trading Amir.
No, I'm a big fan of Amir.
Yeah.
He's now on a zero playing field since he... blocked Jahlil Okafor, but then just had a horrible point where he missed two open shots and rebounded.
Zach Lowe said in his thing, he's like, the best Celtics front court duo is Amir Johnson and Kelly Olynyk.
Wow.
That's what he said, the best combination.
Don't want to brag, but Kelly Olynyk my breakout player for the 2015-16 season on the Boston Celtics. You're welcome.
Has not entered the game.
Yeah. Well, when he does, you'll notice. You'll notice. Brad Stevens is just saving him for when the Celtics are down by 50.
He hasn't played yet?
No.
No. But that's okay. It's okay. No, he can't. You know why? Kelly Olynyk is suspended this game.
Shit from the love.
Because Kevin Love went visited the Kelly Danger Zone Olynyk, and he lost his shoulder.
Danger Zone.
And the Cavs lost the world championship because of it. But yeah, so Kelly's not playing this game. Because he's too much of a badass. Also,
Sully and Crowder are looking pretty good.
Is there a universal rule in NBA that any team who just starts a nameless white point guard, an undrafted white point guard, is just throwing in the towel?
TJ McConnell?
Yeah.
No, dude, he was good in college. He went to, he was a stud at Arizona.
He went undrafted.
What about,
Yeah, but he's a good player.
Is Landry Jones in the NBA? What race is he?
That's a Bill Simmons reference for our fans. Let's get into the trade machine.
Let's fully delve.
Just have a major wet blanket to throw on the trade machine.
Thing. Oh, no.
They don't have draft picks, as far as I can tell.
Oh, so we got to do it purely by players?
It's just players and salary.
Boo, ESPN. Another reason to dislike you.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Celtics don't have that many
tradable assets outside of 5 bajillion draft picks.
Outside of their 7 lottery picks in the next 2 years.
I would beg to differ. I think they have a lot of.
Well, I would like. I'm liking. Let's start small. Let's start with one of the centers that we've been watched playing against us. I've kind of liked what Nerlens Noel has been showing me. Not offensively, the guy's garbage offensively. But rebounding and defense, he's long, lean, and gets after it. What would the Celtics have to give up to get ourselves Nerlens?
All right, Nerlens Noel. That will be our team. So we're going to change team two to Philadelphia.
Let's get rid of...
Get rid of Sully. Though actually, Sully, of everyone who I've watched so far, has been playing the best, so I guess I can't. But we take credit for that. I take credit for Sully playing balls to the wall right now because he saw me tweeting about how confident I was that he was going to be leaving. He saw
Stauskas
or Payton? For me, Stauskas too.
Is there some Stauskas?
Oh, we could put some Sauce Castillo in this trade.
Oh, I mean, how could we not? Can you imagine what the Boston fan base would do with Sauce Castillo?
Oh, they'd love him.
If he just made...
I just made a successful trade.
What do we got? This is going to be such an exciting podcast.
I think the trade machine might be broken because it says I increased both teams' wins by 22. And I traded Terry Rozier and James Young for Nerlens Noel. The trade machine, I think, might be broken.
Oh, that would be a trade I would do in a heartbeat.
Yeah. But apparently it also makes Philly 22 wins better.
Which is something
which is frightening. That's something to take into account.
Well, they'd also never make that trade. There's no way they'd willingly make their team better.
Yeah.
That would defeat...
There's so many layers of irony going on here, I can't tell what's going on. Because, yeah, obviously Philly doesn't want to make their team better, but also that trade does not make their team better.
No.
Despite Hollinger's projections say. So.
That's because they probably assume Joel Embiid can play.
He's going to be the next Greg Oden, I'm convinced.
Is he? Or does the Danny Ainge pull a very Bill Belichick move, get him for super cheap, and then suddenly next year he's healthy and he's the greatest center in the league?
Or like JaVale McGee.
Probably like somewhere in between.
That being said, a JaVale McGee, I mean, the guy played defense and was good for hilarious jokes.
Playing defense is a loose term.
True. He blocked shots. Which, if we have to contend with Jahlil Okafor every year and four times every year, then I'll take a big time shot blocker. Since Jaleel,
yeah, but he'd like block. JaVale McGee is a bad player. Let's.
Yes.
He adds literally nothing to your team. In fact, I think he takes away from your team. So JaVale, if you're listening to this, sorry.
He is an avid listener to the podcast. That's for sure.
But no, I literally would not take him on my team over pretty much anybody competent.
I'm working on a Boogie trade, and it's not easy, mostly because the salaries are so not compatible. I don't know. It's like, if you can't trade David Lee, it's such a...
Oh, just because...
You can trade David Lee. You can't trade anybody.
Yeah, they just have a no trade clause, but they can waive it, though, I guess, in real life.
We ignore that shit.
Sorry, David.
Sorry, David, you're gone. You're gone. You're gone. All right, I'm in the midst of concocting. Oh, damn it.
Okay.
What do you got?
This just worked. And both teams go up 22 wins.
All right. NBA trade machine, you're broken.
So here's the trade, you guys. We get Boogie, Willie Cauley-Stein, and Ben McLemore, and we give up David Lee, Kelly Olynyk, and Avery Bradley.
I take it.
Oh, how about this one?
I'm just gonna start
watching. RJ Hunter for Hassan Whiteside.
Let's see if that works.
It does work.
Oh, fantastic.
And it increases both teams' projected wins by 22.
I'm gonna say that it's not working.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
It did reject one of my trades, so...
Well, it's rejecting mine. I'm trying to go balls to the wall and try to get us Anthony Davis.
Whoa! I'm pretty sure the trade machine works solely on salary. I don't think it...
No, it doesn't. It doesn't care about potential. Whoa, the Celtics taking the lead! When did this happen? We're suddenly up by let me do some quick math. 5 points.
Yeah.
I like it. Isaiah, hit this three. Oh, you suck. I thought you'd been spent all this time practicing his three-pointer, and now he's not hitting buckets. Oh, white boy just got a rebound.
Inconceivable.
That's what I'm calling your guy, Givens.
Oh, yeah, we're tight, yeah.
Yeah, you're tight. All right, as a good host, I should figure out topics to steer this conversation into a meaningful direction. So I need to quickly brainstorm. Oh wait, I have stuff to report. I'm here to lead. I'm back, you guys. I'm back. Your host has something to talk about. We had contributions from Twitter.
Wait, what? Okay.
People hath interacted with us. We tweeted out a poll today as to what people thought the Celtics record would be. And we gave them two options, since Twitter now seems to have introduced a little poll thing, which is cool. And our two options were 41 to 45 wins or 46 to 50. And we had, last time I checked, 9 different people responded and it filled out the poll. And 83% of them said that they think the Celtics will have 46 to 50 wins. So I was like, I'm pretty cool with that. First of all, well done, fans, everyone who follows us on Twitter. Thank you for interacting with us. We appreciate that. And
good stuff, fans.
Did you guys see Simmons thinks we have 50 wins? The Celtics team's got 50 wins. Is going to take the third seed in the East.
I did see that.
I think Simmons has sort of messed up, like lost some of his intelligence and his
in his shifting.
Yeah. During his hiatus.
Yeah.
His mind. Yeah.
I think his Boston homerness has gotten a little bit of the better of him.
Pick in the 2014 NBA draft, the Boston Celtics select James Young. from the University of Kentucky.
I think he's a few clicks off. I would agree.
I think I'm trying to think what my number. Ooh, woo! Who just hit that three? Was that Crowder? No, it wasn't Crowder. Someone just hit a big boy three. 38-28. We're on a 13-point run. I like it.
17-2 in the quarter.
This is what happens when the Celtics play tight notch, heads up, balls to the wall defense. Shitty teams can't score on us, which is how you win the East.
This is what happens when the Celtics play teams that are intentionally trying to lose.
Exactly. How many first round picks do you think the Sixers, like how many top three lottery picks do the Sixers get before they decide, maybe this year we won't tank? Do you think they're just going to perpetually always be tanking and they'll just always have...
Well, they need to get Dario Saric back.
Fair point.
And then maybe once they have him, they'll have like... I mean, at some point, if they have him, Noel, and Okafor, that's like a team that will not be the worst team in the league, at least.
I don't even really know...
It won't be good, but...
I mean, I don't even really know... Well, I mean, I guess they are pretty bad, as Nerlens Noel just like has a horrible turnover. But the way Jahlil Okafor was playing, man, this team could be surprisingly good, much to their disappointment.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to make the playoffs.
Oh, so. God, no. No, God, no. But I could also see them not being the worst team in the East.
You know who my sneaky playoff team is going to be?
Let's hear it.
Yes, the Pistons after last night.
Yeah! No. Let's just bask in my glory.
Incorrect, not the Pistons.
The Pistons beat the Hawks. The team I say that makes the playoff beats the team I say won't be in the playoff.
Oh, shit. That was, you know what?
Yeah!
There you go.
I know what I'm talking about. Anyway, sorry, John. I apologize for taking us on that random tangent.
Wait, Detroit's playing again tonight. My pick... This is like my... I would never... actually wager on this, but a team that could make some playoff push noise is the Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic. That's kind of legit.
I don't think so. I think they're super fun to watch, but no. They don't have anyone who... They have a small problem that they can't shoot like make it in the hoop from farther that far away. So,
it's called hitting three pointers.
They can't do that.
They can't score those 3-point things.
But they're one of the most fun teams to watch, no question. In the East, yeah. Okay, I've got a question. Would the Lakers make the playoffs in the East? I don't think it's totally. East is really bad.
East is really well. Did you see? God, who was it? It's whatever that stat site is that everyone loves to quote. That thinks that they know all of their hot shit.
538.
That's the one. They tweeted out based on, like, I don't know, some weird calculations of theirs and their estimates and all that jazz, what the East standings are going to be. And they have the Celtics number 2 ahead of the Bulls.
The Celtics.
With 49 wins. They predict 49 wins for the Celtics and 48 wins for the Bulls.
The Celtics. The 2 seed?
The Celtics, the 2 seed. What?
Baloney. I'm sorry.
I mean, I love this team. That would be amazing, but there's no way. No way that's happening.
They are built for the regular season. I saw a bit of the Bulls highlights. They looked pretty damn good without... Noah barely played. Miritich is a stud.
That Pau Gasol block on James was glorious.
Yeah.
As much as I hate Pau Gasol, that... dumb Spaniard. I do love it when he rejects the king for the game winner. I'll give credit.
So are we doing any more any more trade machines, or what's the plan?
What's the plan? Yeah, I don't have any more trades concocted. There's no one who's been screaming to get traded on this team so far. I'm just waiting for my dose of Jordan Mickey. If I don't get that this game, I'm going to be very upset.
He has yet to enter, huh?
He's going to come in. He's going to come into the... I am sad RJ Hunter's sick. Because I would really like to see what he can do in an actual game, since he's been playing really well. Since he played very well throughout the preseason.
He has been playing so well.
This could become a very sneaky good draft class for the Celtics. I think RJ Hunter's already established himself as a very good, smart, heads-up player, both defensively and offensively.
And he's like, I don't know, he's a way better ball handler than I thought he was.
He has a very good IQ and sense of the floor and just kind of what it takes to play basketball. He just seems to kind of always see, especially on the defensive side, but seems to see where that next pass is going and gets in the way.
And also, he's like straight up the best shooter on the team.
Oh, by far.
Yeah.
And then Teddy Rozier, I mean, the guy's got speed.
Yeah.
And there's another point guard who's doing very well in the NBA, who's got a lot of speed.
Westbrook?
Who Teddy Rozier could become. So you heard it here first.
Eric Bledsoe? I don't know. Who is he?
I was thinking John Wall.
Stop.
Yep, that's who Teddy Rozier is going to be. Teddy Rozier is going to become John Wall.
He's a top five player in the NBA. That's good stuff.
RJ Hunter is going to become Steph Curry. Well, Klay Thompson, really. And then Jordan Mickey is going to become Michael Jordan.
You know what?
I like it.
I think that's a pretty good Celtics team. Pretty good draft.
I think that's a pretty conservative estimate. I err on the side of better than that, but
it's possible. I mean, Jordan Mickey
redefine the way basketball is played.
The RJ Hunter pick and the Mickey, like, you never thought those were late first round, early second round picks, and we weren't really expecting them or anything big there. And
Especially Mickey. RJ Hunter, I mean, RJ Hunter was also one of those people, too, where there was a lot of hype, obviously, of him going into the draft, but
he fell a lot,
and I definitely thought that he was going to be someone who didn't translate super well. I thought that...
I have faith that this could be, like, the more of a core than, like, the Sully, Olynyk, even, like, Zeller core. I think, like...
I stand by the fact that Sully's going to get traded. I don't think Sully's going to finish the.
Or Sully.
I don't think Sully's going to finish the season with this team.
It shows. I think what my biggest takeaway is, like, it just shows how, you know, these are all homegrown guys, and it does take a lot of swinging to get some good picks.
Oh, for sure. But I would not be surprised if. In the next 2 or 3 years, the core of this team that it's built around, Marcus Smart, RJ Hunter, Jordan Mickey.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised at all if that's who's leading this Celtics team to the playoffs. Well, it's almost halftime in the game, and so should we take this perfect time to do some kudos and pudos and wrap it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So perfect. So some kudos and pudos. I don't know if it's kudos or pudos, but it's just more of a comment. What is with the NBA, every team in the NBA just releasing like 7 new jerseys?
It's a lot.
Seems like at least once a week, some team in the NBA is like, here are 3 new jerseys we're going to be playing in. Like, the Heat just released theirs. The Cavs did. The Hawks completely redesigned their whole team. So did the Bucks. And I'm not saying these are bad. It's just like
most of them are bad. I think that's where the pudos comes in.
Yeah, most. The Bucks ones are sick.
Bucks are fresh.
And the Hawks ones, I'm still iffy on those neon yellows.
Yeah, I don't think I hate them as much as other people do, but
they're not. But it just makes me, what it makes me, it makes me, like, love the Celtics classic green more. You know, it's like it makes me fully appreciate like the Celtics and the Bulls, who just have like classic jerseys, who just they just haven't changed in 50 years. Because
even the Celtics have some BS.
Yeah, like those gray sleeved ones, I think are stupid.
They're so bad.
They're so bad. But these classic greens that they're in right now, and I mean, and the Bulls jerseys are beautiful. But anyway, so that's my, I guess, kudos ultimately is what it becomes, is kudos. Kudos to NBA teams for just saturating the jersey market with unnecessary jerseys.
You said the key word there. It's the market. They're trying to sell shit.
Oh, for sure.
Stupid shitheads like me.
That being said, the Celtics Christmas jerseys are fresh as
Yeah, but they're never going to wear them because they're not playing on Christmas.
Right? I know, but I want one. Maybe that's what I'll get my Jordan Mickey jersey in.
Ooh, Mario Hezonja has 8 points off the bench in the first half.
He's going to lead. He's going to do it. He's going to lead the Magic to the playoffs, and John's going to be the happiest boy on earth.
I'm not – well, yeah. Yeah. I want to
give kudos to our very own John for winning his first fantasy.
Dude, yes, I was going to do that too. Not only did he win his very first game, he beat the notorious podcast villain James Sanderson
by one point.
On Monday night,
because the Arizona Cardinals got more points than Steve Smith.
Yeah, that's what it came down to.
That was beautiful. It was a great victory, John. We're really proud of you.
It was a stirring victory. I was stirred. I stirred myself.
It's okay.
That's beautiful.
You're still in the Sacco Bowl, though, if it ended today, right?
Yeah, that stinky toilet bowl.
Yeah.
All I have to say is that my team is trending up right now.
And this is the time to trend up. With the last few weeks of the, you know, get...
Just I'm getting hot.
You're as much as I would hate to use this comparison, you're the New York Giants.
Stop.
It's true though. The only time New York Giants won Super Bowls,
they actually do need a quarterback.
They sucked.
Eli is available.
I'll trade you Landry Jones.
Oh my God, Eli's available.
Oh my God, you can be the New York Giants.
Like, we're pretty confident that the Giants won't make, like, okay, I will lose sleep if they make the
playoffs. If the Giants make the playoffs? Is that what you were trying to say?
I don't think they're going
to
make the
playoffs. No, I don't think they will either. You know what's beautiful to witness, though? You know what's beautiful to be certain of? You know who's not making the playoffs at all?
The Ravens.
Yes. Thank God the Ravens will not be entering the AFC playoffs. But
little victories.
Yeah. Little victories like the New York Jets blitzing everyone and leaving Gronk wide open for a last minute touchdown.
God, they're so bad.
I love it.
But they're actually not bad.
They're actually really good. And that was exactly the kind of game I wanted it to be, because it forced the Patriots to like play a hard, difficult defense, which they just haven't done so far. And they still put 30 points on them.
Legit question.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of my team trending up, you know who's playing this week? Desmond Bryant.
Ooh, is he?
He practiced.
You know who's sadly still playing this week? Greg Hardy.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Jones wants to give him a contract extension. God, the Cowboys. Anyways, well, that's definitely gonna take your team and trend them into the atmosphere.
Yeah, my team is finally complete.
It's finally ready. Finally so, ready for glory.
All you have been mocking my team. The season starts today.
It's gonna be. Oh man, my reference just continues. John is gonna be. This is gonna be the 2000. It's gonna be 2007. I'm gonna go undefeated through our league. I'm gonna make it to the final. And John's going to be the little engine that could. And it's going to be the undefeated Patriots versus the upstart Giants with Eli Manning and Dez Bryant. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if Dez can replicate the David Tyree catch.
Why are you torturing us like
this. I like it.
Nick, stop.
It's because nothing about this Patriots season so far has tortured me. So I just need to create torture. I need to feel like a tortured fan.
What are we thinking about tomorrow night?
I'm thinking we win.
What's the line? Let's guess the
final score. All right, let's close this. We'll close this episode.
I like playing this game now on the Simmons podcast. I pause it. Okay, so I'm getting a guess. Don't say. Keep it to yourself.
I haven't seen it.
All right, so I'll find the line. I'll find the line while you guys guess.
7.5. I said 7.5.
All right, so it was at 7.5. So well done. But now it's been moved to 8. And Tom Brady is 58-6 when they're favored by 8 points or more.
I would have actually expected it to go down. I'm surprised it went up.
Well, it's because the Dolphins, I think Ryan Tannehill is not as, I mean, he played a shitty Texans defense. And so was, you know, obviously his stats were boosted because of that. And I just think, I don't know. I just don't think. Oh my God, Marcus Smart just hit a monster three to the expiration of the second half. Well done, Marcus.
My boy's wicked smart.
Clutch boy. Clutch boy coming up clutch. Anywho's, well, who knows if this podcast actually will turn out to be any good or enjoyable, but it was our first live stream. We talked some about the current Celtics 76ers game that is going on right now. And tomorrow morning when you listen to it, you can remember the good times of the second quarter as we lived it with you. We also did a little fun with the trade machine, which was all of the fun, and talked a little Patriots football at the end. So all in all, a very, very typical From the Couch podcast. As always, make sure to follow us on Twitter at FTC Podcast and interact with us because, you know, we like that. We love that. And you saw how excited we got and how amazed John was when I told him that we had some interaction. So continue to amaze John. Yes.
Speaking of amazing, everybody should watch the Revolution's first goal from tonight.
Is it filthy?
It's filthy.
Okay. We'll also tweet it out. All the more reason to follow us on Twitter, but we'll tweet that out too. So that everyone can bask in the amazement that is the Revolution's first goal. I'll watch it too. So do that and make sure to subscribe to us on iTunes and like and rate us. 5 stars if you think the Celtics will win 50 games. 3 stars if you think the Celtics will win 40. And 0 stars if you think that we will be worse than the Nets. As always, I'm your host, Peter Rogers, on the Couch Champions with Will Gibbons and John Sanderson. And we'll be back at it next week, so stay tuned, and stay comfy, and don't leave the couch.